The thing that impresses me, and I've been doing it for about 25 years now, the thing that I love about education reporting is it ends up touching on all the major stories that affect us in our society today. I was just talking with one of your reporters about a story about the third grade reading law and how that affects how kids learn. It talks about inequities and the way we pay for things. It talks about how we're preparing our kids for the future. But if you just look across the education spectrum, fake news, well, where are we going to learn about fake news and how to identify it? In the schools. Civics education, so much of what's happening in our country and in the democracy walks back to education and how education can either be the solution or the part of life that reinforces some of these things.
Is there a particular story that your team in Washington has broke that you're particularly proud of?
So we actually had a pretty good story a couple of weeks ago about a number that the U.S. government put out this year. It was part of what's called the Civil Rights Data Collection. And we noticed down in this big giant data dump, a number that asked schools, has there been a school-related shooting in your school in the past year? And the numbers the government put out said that 240 incidents had been reported. That's a way higher number of school shootings than we've heard any time before. And again, these were numbers that Secretary DeVos and the Trump administration had put out in the spring of 2018, but it was based on a survey of schools around the country. So they had to rely on schools to fill out the survey properly. Well, we just started looking into the story thinking, wow, there's a lot more school shootings than anyone knew about. Well, it turned out we started making a lot of calls and schools were telling us we didn't have a shooting last year, or Cleveland school said we didn't have 37 shootings last year. And so it looked like it wasn't intentional on anyone's part, but it was the first year the survey had been issued. Many schools were confused by the question, or they might have entered the data in the wrong line. So it was kind of an important story saying, hey, this number that everybody's been citing about school shootings is actually far, far lower than this survey from the government reported.
You're a parent and a professor, and how can people use this education reporting as a resource?
One of the things we found over and over again is the stories that have so much impact, the stories that resonate with listeners on the radio, the stories that get by far the most views on the web, are stories that really relate to on the ground, in the classroom type things. How do I raise a smart child? How much time should my kids spend in front of a digital screen? What do I do about anxiety? Or how do I make sure that our schools are safe? These are not stories about Washington, D.C. and bills and Congress and everything. They're stories about teachers and students. And we found that there's a great hunger among parents out there for information that will help them get the best education for their kids. The family initiative that you guys are doing at WKAR, producing these little videos about early childhood education, real short, very useful thing that can take the expertise that Michigan State University has and sort of explain this in a very easily digestible way that parents can use directly in how they're raising their children is really valuable, I think.
You've been listening to Steve Drummond, who heads up NPR's Education Reporting Project. Thank you for joining us and stopping by.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.